Hey, how are you? I'm Dr. Dave. I'm here in my psychedelic van, and I'm ready to talk to you about my first full year, what's taken place in my first full year of microdosing. And not only that, what comes next? What's next for Dr. Dave as far as the dosing? And I'm going to get into all this. It's going to be really interesting for you because it's a year anniversary. And I wanted to go ahead and first of all say, even though I am a doctor, this is not to be taken as medical advice. I'm a retired dentist, actually. And I wanted to also thank three special people that have helped me during the first year of my journey. I want to thank Christy. I want to thank Trip Maxwell. And I'd also like to thank Janelle. Janelle, I can't remember how to pronounce your last name, but something like Machakalips. I totally botched it. I know. But Janelle, love you all three. You've helped me, all three of you. Maybe don't even know how much you've helped me during my first year of microdosing. So just to recap kind of a little bit, doing it for about a year, I've had the reason I got into it because I wanted to change a lot of things about my life. Depression, anxiety, insomnia, PTSD, not from military, but from a bad marriage. What else did I want to improve? I wanted to become more mindful. I wanted to become more forgiving and understanding of people. Wanted to be just more productive. And I think I've accomplished, and also I wanted to lower my blood pressure because that was probably a result of anxiety. And I've really been able to accomplish pretty much all of the above. I'm off my blood pressure meds. I have like basically no anxiety anymore. My life has really, really turned around, and I'm very, very happy with the way things are going. So what's the next step for me? What's the next step for Dr. Dave? And that is going to be, if you've been following my videos for a while, you probably know that I've been still continuing with my antidepressant, anti-anxiety called Lexapro. It's an SSRI. I'm weaning down a little bit, but I'm still on it. And I still have been very, very transparent in telling you that the combination of Lexapro and the psilocybin magic mushrooms have been just incredibly positive for me. But my next step now is going to be, I really think I want to take this to the next level because I've been talking to people like Trip. And by the way, that his name really didn't come from taking trips. His name comes from his youth in some other way, but it's a great name, isn't it? I've been talking to people like Trip, and I want to go ahead and start really, really taking things to the next level and really improving my life even more. I mean, can I improve my life more? Yes, I think I can. Even though things are really, really good now, there's still some things I want to go ahead and like I said, take to that next level, which is going to mean weaning myself off of the antidepressant Lexapro, because if you take larger doses of magic mushrooms, psilocybin, it's not recommended that you are taking an SSRI because there's something called serotonin syndrome, which if you take each of those at the same time, it could present a problem with serotonin imbalance in your body that could be quite serious. So I'm not the type that wants to take any chances at all. So my goal now, over the next 4 weeks or so, 4 to 6 weeks or so, is to gradually wean myself off of the Lexapro. I've already gotten to the point where I've halved my dosage with the Lexapro. So I just have a little more to go. I'm going to give it some time because I don't want to do this. It's just not advisable to do it super, super quickly. So my goal is once I wean myself totally off of the Lexapro, then it's time to start larger therapeutic doses. I'm thinking I probably would need somewhere in the range of 3 to 6 doses, larger doses, to, as Trip tells me, turn my life around and become almost like a different person. Now, I don't want to become a different person. I'm still Dr. Dave, and I still want to have the same personality. But by being a different person, what he means and what I'm striving to do, what I'm looking forward to doing, is to just really not let anything, either from my past, present, or future, bother me at all. I'm getting older. None of us are getting younger, and life is too short to be worried, concerned, stressing out, anxious over things that either have happened to you or that continue to happen, or thoughts that you might have from the past. And although mine's improved an incredible amount, I mean, really an incredible amount. It's night and day, but I'm still not exactly where I want to be as far as just letting anything just roll off me and just not caring. Now, that doesn't mean not caring about your life. I live a great life. I've got a beautiful wife. And when I say beautiful, that means inside and out. I don't go for the exterior, but she's perfect for me inside and out. And there's a lot of things we want to do in our lives, and we're doing them now, but I think I could do them even better once I take therapeutic doses and I just let things go back to the way they should be and just have like just a wonderful life where just nothing bothers me and just enjoy this part of my life the way I think it should be enjoyed and the way I want to. So that's where I am now. I'm going to keep in touch with you every step of the way as I wean off my Lexapro, which I'm in the middle of right now. And by the way, I've had no ill effects whatsoever. I don't feel anxious. I don't feel depressed at all. And I've halved my dose. So I had been taking 20 milligrams every day, 15 to 20 milligrams every day. Now I've been taking 10, which is half basically. And it's been working out fine for me. So if I can keep going in that direction, and then once I get to where I want to be there, and then taking the therapeutic doses of mushrooms, and by therapeutic doses I'm talking about somewhere probably in the five gram range, somewhere in there, taking some journeys and really having them kind of having the mushrooms and this wonderful medicine rewire my brain the way it maybe should be wired. That's what I want to do. That's my goal. I'm really, really excited about it. I'm going in with a very positive attitude. I'm not scared in any way. I've talked to enough people that I've got there's nothing that's scary to me about this. But I want to do it right. I want to do it right. And that's why, first things first, getting off the Lexapro. So that's what I wanted to say. I'll end this now. But I'll be back with you as often as I need to be to share with you where I am and what's happening and how it's going with me. So this is just in closing, this is an RV van that my wife and I have, and during the warmer months in the winter, we ski pretty much all winter long. So and it's snowy and cold here in Utah, so we don't really do much in the van, but it's back here at my house, getting it ready. And we're going to be traveling a lot this summer. So let me know where you are in the U.S. We stick to the U.S. We don't go down. We'll be in Canada. We will be in Canada also this summer. So between the U.S. and Canada, mostly to the west we will be. I don't think we have any plans right now to come back east, although I am from the east. And I'd love to come back and visit family and friends. But maybe, who knows when, but wherever you may be, let me know where you are. And if we can possibly have a little meet up, a hug, a handshake, whatever you might want to do, coffee, we could be game. So let me know where you are. Let me know where you will be. Let me know how cool it is where you are. When I say cool, I don't mean cold, but I mean cool, cool. And maybe we can meet up. I'm going to try to do as many videos as I can from the psychedelic. It's really not a psychedelic van. It's just I call it that now, but it's a regular van. It's got a TV behind me. It's got full kitchen, stove, refrigerator, bathroom, closet, microwave. And yeah, it drives. You can see I think you can see the steering wheel somewhere up there. I don't know if you can see it or not, but it's there. Okay. You know, I've rambled on enough. Bless you. I'll talk to you soon. I do love you. And thanks so much for being a part of this. The channel is growing a little bit. Like I said before, I'm not in this to have the largest channel in the world. It doesn't matter to me. The one thing I want to do is help people. And if I can help people through tough things in their lives, that's all I care about. I don't care about having a million followers. That'd be fun, but it'd probably be too much for me. Even 100,000 followers, it'd be too much. I like a tight-knit community. I know a lot of you by name. I like, let's try to keep it that way. Okay, see you later next time. Bye.